Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, your host. I am delighted to welcome Charlie Jones. Charlie is with Marshall Jones. Charlie, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Great to have you here. So tell us about Marshall Jones. Tell us about the history of the firm and the vision you have.
Okay, great. Well, back in 1984, Harry Marshall and I were both alumni of Arthur Anderson, different time periods. And he was left to begin his tax practice, and I was demerging from a large regional firm. And so we got together. We each had a small group of clients. And so Harry handled all the tax work, and I handled all the accounting and auditing.
Sounds like Harry got the bad end of the deal.
Yeah, right. That's right. Okay. Absolutely. So we grew nicely, but very slowly over the years. And 6 months short of our 25th anniversary in 2009, he passed away. So I acquired his interest. And knowing that I am no spring chicken, we had to devise a plan to grow the firm so that our clients would see that with added young people, the firm would be secure for the future. And the only vision that Harry and I had was that the firm would continue on after we were gone. Now, conventional wisdom among CPA firm consultants was that I should merge the firm with a larger one. But I had done that once before, and I wasn't particularly satisfied with that model. So I had no interest in doing that. And plus, we had promised our clients and team members that we would never do so.
You know, so let me dig into that if just a second, if I can, because that's really that takes a lot of courage to do that. Some people think it maybe takes less courage. I think it takes a lot of courage to say, I'm not going to just sell the firm, cash out, and move on, and everybody can deal with it as they wish. It takes a lot of courage to go in there and say, hey, I am going to build something that works for the next generation, both of clients and people. But the issue is attracting the right people that can do that, right? That can carry on.
Right. Yeah. Well, I appreciate the courage. It was also very selfish on my part because I didn't want to go to another firm, have them give me a check, and after a couple of years, send me on my way. I enjoy being around young people, and I enjoy what I'm doing, mm-hmm. and I don't have any tremendous amount of hobbies. I do play golf and tennis, but there's only so much you can do of that, so I'm having a great time. For that reason, I just didn't really have any interest. Plus, we had promised. I mean, how are you going to get young people to come to work for a firm where one of the co-founders is deceased and the other one's getting old? And we had promised them that would not happen. So we wanted to remain true to that.
Good for you. Good for you. Okay. So talk about what makes you different from your competition. Lots of CPA firms out there. So right. what sets you apart, Charlie?
Well, one of the things is, for a firm our size, we do a lot of year-end financial statement audits. And those audits are generally required by banks and investors and insurance companies. And most firms our size shy away from this work because it requires a sizable team of folks to be able to handle the larger audits. In fact, we get over half our referrals from other CPA firms. In addition, and probably more importantly, we put proactivity and responsiveness at the top of our core values after integrity and technical expertise. Most firms are totally reactive because by the nature of the firm, of the work we do, it's always after the end of the client's year end. But our clients tell us they want to be more involved in doing the work in a consultation role so that we know how the year end will play out. And if there are areas where changes can be made to improve profits and or decrease taxes, these opportunities are lost after the year has passed. In addition, with our recent growth, we're capable of taking on new projects that we might have had difficulty with previously.
Okay, so talk a little bit more about that growth. You've had some pretty extraordinary growth. Talk a little bit more about that, Charlie.
Yeah, Well, with my co-founding partner deceased and me not getting any younger, we had to find a way to ensure that our vision of making sure the firm would continue on for several more decades. So we initiated a growth plan. And first, we needed to put in policies and procedures that would ensure a solid, solid foundation for our growth. Second, we had to have a plan. And third, we needed to have a strong administrator to execute the plan. And we were lucky to find a young lady that had a counseling degree, experience in financial services, business experience with her father's company, and was in the process of getting her MBA. So over a fairly short period of time, she took over HR, financial controls, administrative duties, and started adding to our marketing goals. And it took us 32 years to get to 11 professionals, and we now have 20. Over the last 3 years, we've added 9. So this rapid growth could never have occurred without the strong management team we had heading up each department and hiring and training the right people. And in addition, as you know, we recently opened our second office right here in Alpharetta.
Yeah, we're glad to have you here, for sure, here in Alpharetta. But now I've got to ask about your administrator with a counseling degree. You may have started something that's great for CPA firms, right? Having a management that's got a counseling degree. How does that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, she brings some talent that's probably needed, I'm sure.
She really does. And she counsels me as recently as this morning. But for the HR component, I mean, it gets stressful. It's, sure. You know, and we're all, everybody else is trained to be technicians and to deal with clients and all of the things that come with the stress and so forth. That counseling has really been a tremendous benefit.
I love it. So, well, speaking of counseling, let's talk about dealing with millennials, Charlie. And, obviously firms in our world in general, but are more diverse, both, you know, gender-wise, ethnic-wise. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised you asked that question because it seems to always come up. It's kind of like being a baby boomer myself. It's it was the X generation, the Y generation, this, that, and the other. And every time we have a generational shift, everybody says, that young group, you know, they're lazy. They don't blah, blah, blah. And the millennials is I think the largest group of the largest generation since the baby boomers. So, which is good for the future of our country and so forth. But not with any intent, but of our 20 professionals, 17 of them are millennials.
Wow.
Yeah. And it just, like I said, we didn't set out to do that. As far as gender diversity, out of 20, only 5 of us are men.
Get out of here. Yeah. Wow. So look at you. Go, Charlie.
If anybody is thinking about a sexual discrimination suit, it will have to be a man because it wouldn't be a woman.
Wow. That's excellent. So, I have to say something here, editorial. So inevitably, when I ask this question about millennials, and people, they know they're on the radio, know they're on the podcast here, and inevitably I get people that shake their head. You're probably the first person that hasn't shook his head when I bring up the topic millennials. You're like good with it. Let's go.
Yeah, well,
I love it.
Just happened because we were growing rapidly, and so KPMG and IBM did a study I read somewhere of not only millennials but the different generations, starting with baby boomers and so forth, and they concluded there wasn't really any significant difference in what people want in work or how hard they work, any of that kind of thing. It's just a shifting of things that are important to them.
Right.
And we're finding with the millennials that they want something, they want to be part of something worthwhile, not just a job. They want training and mentoring and feedback. they want to see upward mobility, sure, which is a good reason why we initiate this growth program. But most importantly, this group really wants a family work balance. And that's the thing that we've really put a lot of effort in. And so we think we're giving them all of that. And one of the reasons is because our top management are millennials themselves.
Well, there you go.
And so we got millennials managing millennials, and they know the sorts of things that an old codger like me might not. So
good for you. That sounds excellent. Well, we're speaking with Charlie Jones, and Charlie is founder, managing partner of Marshall Jones, a CPA firm here in the Alpharetta, Atlanta and Alpharetta area. So technology, obviously it's changing significantly. How does it affect your firm?
Well, along with a great team, technology is probably the most important other aspect of our practice. In fact, every part of our practice is using technology, from our audit work papers to our tax preparation and research, our training, workflow, time and billing, and so forth. In addition, we have a new service that we initiated about 5 years ago where we do back office accounting for various types of entities, like nonprofits and contractors and so forth. And to do all of that remotely, we have to totally use technology. So it's absolutely essential in our business.
And a big move to the cloud, right?
Oh, absolutely. Everything is
cloud. Everything's cloud-based. Excellent. So, before I leave millennials in general, can I turn this around and ask, how are millennials consuming CPA accounting services? Has that changed from that point of view? Your millennial clients out there, how do they interact with you differently than maybe your baby boomer clients? Do you see much difference?
Well, yeah. I mean, number one, it's all got to be technology. I mean, they don't want to, if we send them a bill, they're not going to send us a check. Some of them don't even have checking accounts. They want us to email them the bill. They want to be able to pay the bill, on our website. And, it's really kind of refreshing, that the things that they want, matches up with the young folks we've got.
Sure. Sure. Makes sense. So, okay. So let's talk a little bit about your succession plan, because I really want to hear how that's going for you.
It's going great. It took two or three years to to really get it to the point where it would work. And we had some outside experts help us. So what happened is at the first of this year, I made four new partners. The four partners consist of a 58-year-old. Our new managing partner is 36. Our audit team is headed by a fellow who's 34, and our administrative COO partner is 29. So what's happening is they're buying me out over a 10-year period. And with all the young people working under their direction, most of our team will not reach retirement age for 30 years. So that fits right into the plan of continuation.
That's great. I mean, the fat end of the age curve is with the young folks.
No question.
Yeah, it's not with the managing partners.
Not at all.
That's wonderful. That's wow, very unusual and a good kind of unusual. At Marshall Jones, we're speaking with Charlie Jones. He's the managing partner at the firm. So let's talk, you know, back to clients. Let's talk a little bit more about the clients you work with, ideal fits for you.
Well, because of the shift to millennials, our people and a lot of our clients, one ideal type of client would be an early stage company, a company in the million to 10 million revenue range, needing help with their growth, their systems, their financial management, tax and financial advice. Technically, startups, the last thing that, that they think about is their bookkeeping, their accounting and tax advice and that sort of thing. So that would be number one. Number two would be an established company, a company in the $10 million to $100 million range. We just so happen to have two that are very large. We just picked up a $300 million contractor, which was pretty nice. They'd been with another firm for 40 years, but that's an unusual one-off. But we were able to take them on and handle all their needs because we had the people to do so. Mm-hmm. And then firms that need significant tax advice and sometimes help with managing their growth and their cash flow and their reporting system. The third would be owners of the businesses that that I just mentioned who need a good marriage of their tax situations with their businesses. Individuals, highly compensated or otherwise wealthy individuals, who need tax advice. As an example, we just picked up several NFL players who are early in their careers, and they have absolutely no clue how to manage their finances or taxes.
Sure. And they have a very unusual situation.
Absolutely.
Where they're getting all their lifetime income front-ended.
Yes.
Right? A huge part of their lifetime income front-ended, and they need to figure out how to handle that.
Absolutely. It's really very satisfying to be able to handle that group. I mean, we just happened to get into this NFL niche. We just got one, and then the business manager that had several others. And, it probably affects all professional sports. But, the average span of a career for some of these NFL players is only 3 or 4 years.
Sure.
Make a tremendous amount of money. But if they don't handle it correctly, they could end up broke in 10 years. And
right.
So it's very satisfying that we got that niche.
Well, and I think that group, if I understand correctly, operates real big on word of mouth, both good and bad. So the fact that you're getting clients by word of mouth must say something good about the services you're providing your existing clients there.
Well, let's hope that's the reason.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Good stuff. So industries. Maybe we can talk a little about industries that are a good fit.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
The construction industry, I just mentioned we got this really big client, but several of our contractors are anywhere from $5 million to $20 million to $65 million and so forth. That's a big part. Real estate funds. We have a very, very large real estate company that has grown with us, frankly, and so that's another industry. Nonprofits. And we do a lot of work for nonprofits. Up until recently, it was year-end financial statement audits because even the smallest nonprofits have boards which feel the necessity of, holding the management accountable. And so those range from charities to schools. We're very big in schools. We do all of the charter schools in Fulton County and some housing authorities. So wholesale distribution, when you're in this area, distribution is a big part of Atlanta. Personal service companies, just like us, lawyers, engineers, so forth. And
so like professional services.
Yes. Professional services.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, of course, the owners of the companies we serve and other individuals who – We're not going to compete with the H&R Blocks of the world. We don't want a client that just wants to have their taxes prepared. We want somebody who wants your own consultation in addition to, the filing, preparing the tax return at the end of the year.
Well, yeah, and the folks you're dealing with, their personal tax situation is so intertwined with their business.
Yep.
With their company that really needs to go all together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So maybe a client success story.
Yeah, sure.
At this point. Would love to hear folks that you've done a great job for.
Yeah. We had a construction company come to us several years ago. And as it turns out, coincidentally, it was a spinoff from the large company that we just got. And they were $7 million in revenues, and in construction, that's not a really big company because so much, they could have done, two $3.5 million jobs and so forth. So $7 million is pretty small, but over about a 10-year period, they grew to $200 million.
Oh, wow.
And the owner of that firm used me. He kind of made me an advisory member of his board. I couldn't be a member of his board and still be independent, but that was a great, success for us and them. We helped a fast growing mature company to understand cash flow. A lot of these, entrepreneurs and business owners that are successful, get into a position where their inventory and their accounts receivable, and inventory for a contractor could be jobs in progress, grow fairly large, and their controller or accountants or whatever say, you know, you're on accrual basis, you're doing great. Your bottom line looks great. And the owner will say, well, if that's the case, why don't I have any cash? And the answer is because when you're growing, you have to put that cash in the inventory. Then the inventory has to turn into accounts receivable in that cycle. So we had to sit down with one of our fastest growing companies, and I mean that had been very mature but was hitting this growth rate, and explained to him that that you know, not having cash wasn't necessarily bad in his situation. So. We've helped a lot of other companies with their accounting needs, with their accounting systems, to give them meaningful and timely accounting reports that they can use to really run their company with. You find the average entrepreneur knows what they're doing. They know how to make money. They know that if they're revenues and gross profits exceed their operating expenses, they're making money. But really the reporting and the so forth is something, that is not on the front burner until they have a slowdown or an incident or something. And so we want to make sure that they have accurate financial statements at all times. And so we've had good success with that. Just as something that came up just 2 weeks ago, we got a referral from another CPA firm that had a client that had a need that they couldn't handle, and it was a wholesale distributor. And they needed a 2-week turnaround on a financial statement review to get a $10 million line of credit with a bank. And we took it on, and it's going to be delivered tomorrow. So that's
wow.
That's a big success story.
Yeah, that's huge. That's outstanding. So I'm curious about the jump from the traditional tax, you might call it transactional work that a CPA accounting firm does, into advisory. It sounds like you've made that successfully, and there's so many other firms out there that struggle to make that jump. How have you achieved that? Well, congratulations, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you. I guess some of it has to do with the fact that that's one of the aspects of accounting that I really like. People in my office will tell you that I'm not the most detailed person in the world, and have been in accounting this many years. That's kind of scary, but they do the detail work, and they let me think, come up with the ideas and then execute them, and some work and some don't work. But, we're constantly looking for, what's the latest, greatest thing. The outsourced accounting, we saw some firms that were doing this, extraordinarily well, and so we hopped on that train. Speaking of trains, I think the next, it's not train, the blockchain.
Right.
You hear a lot about artificial intelligence and the blockchain. And so, I went ahead and got, certification with the American Institute of CPAs, to be a so-called blockchain expert. Now, I have to say, all that entailed was sitting in front of my computer for 3 days in a row and getting continuing education and answering some questions. But I got enough knowledge of it that I thought of some things that I may be a little bit ahead of my time that could work, like in the construction industry, automating the whole process of putting bids out and getting, all of that. And so I've actually met with a couple of blockchain implementers and thinking about that, but just being, aware of what's out there and the newest things.
Yeah, I mean, and congratulations, because that is not what the accounting industry is known for, right? I mean, the typical stereotype is reluctance to change, and I'm hearing none of that in this interview. So Congratulations.
Well, thanks. I think it goes to the fact that I'm more of a right-brained, a creative sort of person than left-brain, and so that's part of the reason.
So you said you're not a detail person, so what was your major when you were coming through school?
It was in accounting.
Oh, it was? Wow. I thought you were going to tell me English or something like that.
No, it was in accounting.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, so, Charlie, this has been great. I really appreciate you being with us. But before we sign off here, I want, for those that would like to be in touch, would like more information on your firm, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, well, the best way, obviously, is to get on our website, marshalljones.com, two L's in Marshall. And we're constantly improving that. We're starting to put some videos on it. We've got blogs, and you can see the About Us and see our team. And then, of course, anybody, feel free to email me at Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-I-E, at marshalljones.com. And, our phone number's on our website, so... those would be the ways to do it.
Excellent. Charlie Jones, Marshall Jones, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Excellent. So, folks, before we sign off today, I would like to remind you about the great folks at Office Angels. If you need help curing the headaches of administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, workshops, anything that's deviling you, well, go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel S.E. Escobedo at 770-442-9246. So for my guest, Charlie Jones with Marshall Jones, this has been John Ray. Join us the next time for another edition of North Fulton Business Radio.
Today, you're connected more than ever. Your friends, your family, your life. And banking is what you do on your time, anywhere you like. Renaissance understands how you bank, offering mobile banking services you need. At Renaissance, we also understand that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers. That's why Renaissance has more than 170 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.